You will hear of wars and rumors of wars, but see to it that you are not alarmed. Such things must happen, but the end is still to come. Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be famines and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of birth pains. Then you will be handed over to be persecuted and put to death, and you will be hated by all nations because of me.
What you are about to hear is real. The prophets wrote of a time when the signs of the end would be seen. This is where Bible prophecy and current events collide. This is Unsealed.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to Unsealed, the official podcast of Wings of the Eagle. Host Christopher Manti. Hope you are doing well today. So I was dithering a little bit today. I know we haven't had an episode in 2 weeks. Bri, thank you for sharing. Please follow his lead, everyone, and share this video right now, whether you are on YouTube, Facebook, the X platform, or even Instagram. Would sure appreciate that right now. And of course, like always, we want your input, your any questions or comments or whatever at any point. Please go ahead and do that just right where you're watching. And we'll do our best to address it. Hopefully you're live, but if you're not, you can catch it later. And hopefully I'll get the question and get back to you, but whatever. All good. Hello to you, Madam Rex. Excellent to see you this morning, my friend. And I hope you are a friend of God in Christ Jesus. That is the only way to be saved, the only way to get through this weird and wacky world. And please, as you see at the bottom of the screen, if this blesses you, please return that blessing. wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. We are serious about what we're doing here, and it gets kind of weird, but that's okay. That's okay. It's more than okay. And so we love your support, however you can offer it. All right, so let's get right into it today. Again, I apologize for not being here for a couple weeks. We got a lot of stuff going on, conferences and whatnot, and hopefully that's going to continue. So your prayers are appreciated in that. As much as I try to get away from it, there's always something new in the UFO world or whatever that I think is important for us to talk about. Every couple of weeks, something comes out, and it's been that way for quite a bit now. Anyway, I just want y'all to be informed so we can have an educated, discerning, discussion with each other. About what's going on. And so I've kind of focused on the military and governmental aspects of this issue all along, because I think it's the most urgent and the most easily studyable and most credible, right? It's not to disrespect anyone else's opinions or whether they've seen something or experienced something. I don't want to denigrate that at all, but there's usually not a lot of evidence in those cases. There's somebody's testimony, which, like I have a testimony of something that happened, but I don't have any evidence of it. I just have two other people who saw it, and one of them's not alive anymore. So, you know what I mean? But anyway, this governmental military side does have a lot of credibility, multi-witnesses, multi-sensors. Sometimes you get videos. Sometimes you get official memos like today. And it's not secret. For whatever reason, we know the reason. Even though it's not classified, this memo that I'm about to show you and share with you was initially denied to be released. So they had to FOIA it, if you know what that is, FOIA, Freedom of Information Act, where if something's not classified, the public is supposed to see it. Or even if it is classified, you can ask for it to be revealed in a redacted form for the unclassified parts. Anyway, so we've got a document here by a really good dude called Dean Johnson. He immediately FOIA'd this request because he heard it was out there. Somebody was another defense writer at a news outlet or a webpage was referring to this existing, but he could never actually see it because they wouldn't release it. So anyway, he FOIA'd it, and here we go. Get a better view up here. Okay, so this actually is, I've saved this as a public document. If you want me to link, I can share the link at some point, but it's easily, you can go get it. But I've got this saved so anyone can grab and look at it. This is, here you see the FOIA request, Mr. Johnson, and here we go. Conducted a search of the record systems and located 9 pages determined to be responsive to request. Yada, yada, yada. Blacked out a name just for privacy. So on and so forth. Okay. All right. Here's the filing. As you can see, it was requested on August 21st. 2023. Here's the actual request. Blacked out his home address. I request a copy of the following document. Gen Admin, Joint Staff J3 Washington, D.C., Unidentified Anomalous Phenomena Reporting and Material Disposition. Sometime in May 2023, he was alerted that this was the time that it was created. So they're going to search for that month. And that document. And he had to pay $25 for us to see it. And the reason for expedition, like get it out to me fast, because people want to know. Okay, here you go. Unidentified anomalous. This is from, who is this? The Joint Staff J3 Washington, D.C. Homeland Defense Division. In other words, this is the General of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Who are the Joint Chiefs of Staff? I'm sorry if you know all this, but maybe people are not familiar with these terms. The Joint Chiefs of Staff is the head, individual leaders of each of the branches of the military. The chief of the Army, the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, now the Space Force, the Coast Guard, okay? They all have their leader, individual person, and they collectively are called the Joint Chiefs. And they are the ones who report to the president and the Secretary of Defense. That's their only bosses. So obviously what they say goes. There is no higher military authority other than the president himself. And this is now a procedure as of May 2023. If it makes a lot of definitions and whatnot, but I wanted to just show you something that's pretty crazy if you don't realize what it's talking about. Here, this is saying it applies to everyone, all the locations throughout America. This is to every person in the military, every section, period. As of, at least, what this is saying is, what you're about to read is, as of May 2023, this is the official policy of the United States military. Not only official policy, this is the rules. From the chiefs. Defense memorandum for senior Pentagon leadership, commanders of the combatant commands, defense agency, and DOD field activity directors, directing the establishment of the ARRO, All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, to detect, identify, and attribute, and, as necessary, mitigate anomalous and unidentified spaceborne, airborne, seaborne, and transmedium objects. All right, do we need definitions for those things? Probably. This is saying all the parts of the Department of Defense who are would be involved in this. It's establishing legally for the first time out in the public through the Arrow office, which is, again, created by Congress 2 years ago in response to the UAP task force, in response to, okay, you get the point. But now this is the law. This is why they're doing this. And it's only because it's the law that they're doing this, I have to tell you. That they're creating a process to actually, yes, report everything that happens to Arrow. And think what you will about Arrow, that it's the law. To detect, okay, that's easy. You're flying an airplane out on over the ocean somewhere and you see a UFO, a UAP, you detect it. You identify it if you can. Attribute it if you can. In other words, what is it or from where or from whom? And as necessary, mitigate. What does that mean? It means shoot at them. Or get them out of the area, chase them away. And just so we are clear, it's not just one particular type of object. It's anything anomalous or unidentified in space, in the air, in the ocean, or transmedium, which means things that go from the air to space to the ocean. Same object. Usually, us human beings don't have things that can do that. Not usually, we don't. We don't have a submarine that can take off, fly in the air, and then go into space. Agreed? We don't. Okay. Tells you who's responsible. Message that all that direct CCMDs and services to report small unmanned aircraft, incursions, and engagements worldwide. All right, I want to get to the juicy bits here. This joint staff, Gen Admin, that means General Admin, that means everyone hears it, message provides guidance to CCMDs and services, one, to report UAP worldwide using the reporting template standards as prescribed below, two, to report UAP to their respective counterintelligence element, and three, to transfer UAP and UAP-related materials to Arrow. This Gen Admin is effective immediately. So as of May, this has now been almost a year, official procedure. The U.S. government has observed UAP in or near the territory and or operating areas of the United States, of its allies, and of its adversaries. What does that mean? It means America and the friendly countries around the world that we're friendly with, and our enemies, meaning Russia and China, and perhaps the Middle East. The UAPs are everywhere, and we've engaged them everywhere. This is a total admission that has never been made. It didn't start in May. It says it's a thing that we need, that's already happening. Has observed. Observing, identifying, and potentially mitigating UAP. Again, what is that? A fancy word for shooting at them. Has become a growing priority for U.S. policymakers, lawmakers, and war fighters. The potentially ubiquitous presence, ubiquitous meaning everywhere, presence of UAP defines the national security implications of those anomalies. Right, right. And people like me and you know, Ryan Graves and Commander Fravor and on and on and on have been saying this for forever. National security implications of those anomalies, which range from operational hazards to threats, to technological and intelligence surprise, to adversary strategic miscalculations. It is imperative that DOD, Department of Defense, provide UAP incident, incursion, and engagement as defined in paragraph 3B, reporting data and material to the department's detection and mitigating of potential threats. Exploitation of advanced technologies, and informing policymaker and warfighter decisions. The chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff sets the appropriate chairman's critical information requirement criteria and ensures yada, yada, yada. Incursions, incidents, and engagements that meet the criteria are reported in accordance with so and so on and so forth. Each service ensures appropriate guidance is in place to receive respective reports, blah, blah, blah. Report all UAP incidents, incursions, and engagements using the below standard reporting requirements. Transfer all data from UAP incidents, incursions, and engagements as described. And recover and transfer all UAP objects and materials as described. Additionally, all CCMDs and services notify their counterintelligence element of UAP events in accordance with their respective counterintelligence reporting requirements. Incidents, incursions, what, you know what you're reading, right? Recover and transfer all UAP objects and materials. This is what David Grush was talking about, for example, when he says there is a crash retrieval program. Now, that's what it means. Now, how did they crash is an open, you know, like, okay, did they just they run out of gas? Did they hit something? Or did we make them hit something? Did we shoot at them? Did we fire some kind of weapon at them that disabled or whatever? All of that is on the table. Maybe there's more than one faction of whatever is controlling said UAPs. Maybe they're fighting each other. And that's why they're crashing. The point is, there's material to be got. There's material to be found. And why do they know that if it hasn't already been happening? Well, clearly it's been happening. And now it's just out in the open because it's legally mandated that this be out in the open. And no other reason. So when David Grush told us there's a program to retrieve materials and reverse engineer it. You just read it. That's exactly what they want to do. That's exactly what they are doing. It's been the official policy in public now for a year. And you think it just started in May? Okay. But please, enough of the debunker side, which saying these don't exist. They're all figments of your imagination or overreactions or psyops or our own technology. Why the heck? I mean, seriously, come on. Get real, guys. This puts the stake in the heart of the theory that this is American technology that you're seeing in UFOs. It's absolutely garbage. This is the Joint Chiefs of the freaking United States. You're not going to fight your own technology. Get real. And I'm not saying every single UFO report is legitimately anomalous. So UAP, in other words, not our stuff. Yeah, we have some stuff that you probably wouldn't recognize and maybe doing stuff that you think is extraordinary. That's granted, okay. But that's different than what this is. Incidents, incursions, and engagements by identifiable non-anomalous phenomena. This is regular stuff, such as SUAS, I think that, like drones, basically. Okay, things that we can know. We identify it's not anomalous, it's a machine or a weapon of some kind or whatever. And other capabilities or materials that do not exceed known or predicted performance envelopes. That's a fancy way of saying we can know how they're doing what they're doing. They're not going at 10,000 miles an hour. They're not making right angle turns, stopping on a dime. Stuff that's normal. We can see that. Continue to be reported through established processes and mechanisms. So in other words, this memo is not for things that you know what they are or do things that are normal. This is only for stuff we don't know what they are and do things that are not normal, not explainable. recovery, and transfer of identifiable non-anomalous phenomena. Again, this is like you have crash retrieval programs for satellites and for, you know, foreign things or for things that crash that, you know, maybe we don't own that. We got to go find out who that belongs to. Maybe the Russian, maybe the Chinese send a balloon, right? We've seen that literally last year. And they have, you know, they're spying on us with it or whatever. Bring it down, which we did, remember? And go recover whatever stuff you can from it so we could find out what's going on. Yeah, that they're saying that still happens, but that's not the, do that regular channels. This is not what this is about. This is a lot of letters. Respective subordinates send notification of all UAP incidents, incursions, and engagements. Again, we know what an incident and why it's separate from an incursion, why it's separate from an engagement, right? An incident is just something that happens and it's then it stops and there was nothing further. It was like something seen or maybe we detected something and then it was gone. That's an incident. An incursion is you're flying in restricted airspace, you're going over a test range, you're going to a nuclear weapons site. All of these things have happened. They are facts. Before 2023. You know what I mean? Okay. those are incursions. And engagements is when you're fighting back, when you're shooting at them or chasing them, at least. You're engaging them. So be it for the record, let it be known that the United States military has and is and will shoot at and chase down UFOs and can recover any materials that are found. Period. Determine the appropriate locations and entities to transfer all UAP objects and material of incidents, incursions, and engagements in unmodified form in a manner consistent with the object's materials classification and applicable hazardous material transport requirements. In other words, when we find this stuff, we got to make sure it's handled like a nuclear, you know, weapon and hazmat and all that stuff and get it to the right places like Wright-Patterson Air Force Base or whatever. Our coordinates across the U.S. government to identify the appropriate agency to assist in shipping, transferring, blah, blah, blah. This is just logistics. Here's the definitions now. Again, official U.S. military public rules of engagement. UAP, unidentified anomalous phenomena are sources of anomalous detections in one or more domain, i.e. airborne, seaborne, spaceborne, or transmedium, that are not yet attributable to known actors and that demonstrate behaviors not readily understood by sensors or observers. Not yet attributable, and that's funny, not yet attributable to known actors. In other words, it's not our stuff and it's not any other country's stuff. You don't want to believe that? That's your problem, your choice. Behavior is not readily understood. That's a nice way of saying we have no idea why they're doing or how they're doing what they're doing. We don't have this understanding. Not only do we not have the technology to do it, we don't get how it's happening, period. Anomalous detections include, but are not limited to, phenomena that demonstrate apparent capabilities or material that exceed known performance envelopes. In other words, well, like I just said, it's doing stuff that is blowing our minds. We can't even understand how they're doing that. A UAP may consist of one or more unidentified anomalous objects and may persist over an extended period of time. How would they know such things if this just started last year? All right. This defines what is space versus air versus sea. More than one domain, transmedium, like I said, air, space, or water. UAP objects are corporeal artifacts of unidentified anomalous phenomena. What does that mean? They're physical things. Now, that's not to say this is the end of the, you know, debate or whatever, or that certain aspects of the phenomenon are not physical. But as far as the military is concerned and what they've encountered, they are physical things. Not spiritual entities. I don't know about the drivers or the intelligence behind these things, but the actual things that they're talking about that we can find and detect and shoot at and recover are physical things, corporeal, corporeal. They're made of stuff. UAP may contain one or more UAP objects. Like we said, example, airborne craft exhibiting apparent anomalous capabilities. UAP material are samples in whole or in part of UAP objects, example, debris. So either a whole thing, a whole craft, call it a craft, or a piece of it, or something came off, or something fell off, or something got shot off, or something like was ejected. Like all these things have, there's incidents of all those things. UAP data is a record of any UAP detection, observation, identification, effects on persons or equipment, mitigation, and material exploitation. UAP data includes, but is not limited to, observer, debriefer, and investigator notes and reports, still photographs, and full motion video, audio recordings, and platform and sensor instrument recordings. Okay, these are more definitions. Here, like I said, it defines what an incident is, an incursion, an engagement is a kinetic or non-kinetic response to a UAP intended to kinetic versus means shooting. Kinetic means fire, right? Fire, missiles, guns, what energy weapons, you name it. It's you were shooting at it. Or non-kinetic, in other words, some other kind of way to disrupt like you jam radar or something like that. Response to a UAP intended to deny, disrupt, or destroy the phenomenon and or its objects. I don't know what else we need to see. I don't know what else you need to hear, folks. Okay. Look at that. Destroy the phenomenon and or its objects. The U.S. government and military says there is a phenomenon. It's not enough just to say objects. That's why they're not called UFOs. Because it's so unbelievable, they can't explain it to such a degree that it's called a phenomenon or its objects. So again, U.S. military Joint Chiefs of Staff is telling the world that UAPs are real, that they are being shot at, they are physical in nature, and yes, it's such a confusing topic thing to them. They call it the phenomenon. This is telling you how it's called a UAP interrogation, how they're reading it, how they're seeing it. Electro-optical imagery, infrared, thermal, radio frequency, RF, radar, light, laser, LIDAR, LADAR, electromagnetic, gravitational, and radioactive means. All these ways to try to find it or interact with it. Attribution. A hazard is a safety risk to person, material, or information by UAP that do not demonstrate hostile intent. A UAP threat is a force protection and or national security risk to persons, material, or information by UAP that demonstrates hostile intent. The point is, there are things that could fall under any of these categories. The reporting no later than 96 hours after the event. Again, this is totally, I mean, I these things have existed, but to put it out in black and white and to give time limits on reporting it and stuff, this has never happened before. At least not for all the military to know. And that's the key. It's not just us, the public, who's getting to see this. It never before have the military generally, your soldiers and sailors and airmen, etc., they never had guidelines like this. Yeah, there are people in, you know, the classified settings or secret programs and testing devices and secret planes and whatnot. But I'm talking everybody. If a pilot sees this and he's not involved in anything top secret or whatever, he's flying a very expensive jet on a test range or flying a mission or a training mission, and he encounters this, or she, they never had guidelines. They didn't even know, you know, if they reported it, it was bad for their career. Don't tell the boss. Don't bring it up the chain of command. And if it ever was, some mysterious colonel or general would show up and take all your data and disappear and it'll never be brought up again. That's the history. Again, this is the report. There's just one other section I wanted to show y'all. No later than 12 hours after the event, if something really crazy happens, engagement reports. If you engage them, 12 hours, the higher-ups have got to know everything. Classification and handling procedures. I think it's 3F is what I wanted to show you. Oops, this is 4. There's no 3F. This is telling you what it's collecting. Oh, here's 3F. Documentation for material transfers. This is a crash retrieval program in black and white. UAP objects and material are secured in a manner consistent with DoD foreign material exploitation policies and doctrine and are transferred to appropriate locations, Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, etc., and entities, that means private companies, following coordination with ARRO no later than 30 days after the event. The below template will be used to record recovered UAP objects and material recovered, a copy of which will accompany the object and material transport. Again, this is just procedures. Line 1, UAP object and or material classification and special handling instructions. Object and or material hazardous material category, reporting organization, UAP event serial number, so they all get tagged with numbers. Date the UAP object and or material recovered. This is like a gold mine. Because this is all now admitted, public, official. And if you want to believe this just started last year, go for it. UAP object and or material description narrative, chain of custody, etc. Okay. I think that's pretty much all I wanted to get into on that. You can read the rest of it. Funding. Joint Chief Staff will not provide funding. Yeah. Last page. Unclassified versus classified. Any special access program? We talked about this. Oh, here. Let's do this part. Unclassified UAP reporting may be submitted by Command Joint Operations Center to ARRO. Collateral secret UAP reporting may be submitted to ARRO in another way. Top secret and or sensitive compartmented information, that's SCI, like the SCIF. You have to go into a sensitive compartmented location to hear these things. Top secret may be submitted by CCMD Joint Operations Centers to ARRO. Any special access program, we talked about those, SAPs, required data should be properly coordinated with Arrow. UAP IIRs may be submitted to, I don't know what that means. Maybe I missed that. Security classification. I don't know. That's not whatever. It's just telling you it's, something's going to be, if they recover stuff, it's going to be classified. Just count on that. But the point of all this, and there's the end. The point of all this is, it's there. It's real. There's a plan. There's procedures. Terms that were giggled at recently now should, you should hush up and deal with reality. That yes, there is something engaging. This just happens to be the U.S. military, but based on what you just read, it's worldwide. And in fact, Richard Dolan, who I am totally tracking with everything he's doing right now, he said it's shocking when you realize how every day, how much of a daily event engagements are with governments around the world. Anyway, yes, it is real, and they're engaging it, and they want to shoot at them, and they want to recover their crafts, and it's physical material. It's not immaterial. It's not an illusion. It's not a something you can't get your hands on. For some portion of it, some way, somehow, there are physical elements to it that not only do we want to, you know, disrupt them, shoot them, and gather that material, but then go study it, and not just study it, but exploit it. That means use it for our purposes, which doesn't give me a warm fuzzy. But there it is. That's straight from the top. Straight from the top to every command in America, wherever in the world that our military is. This is the procedure, and all these terms are real. And the stuff that they're seeing is real. So even though it was not classified, even though it went out to the entire military, again, it was still a fight to get this released to the public. It was still a stupid FOIA request. You have to go through the time, effort, energy, and money to request it. The Pentagon didn't feel like being embarrassed, which is what this is. It's a giant embarrassment. Because there's the real world, which is what this document and memo shows and what's actually happening. And there's the fake world of the national security state that is lying and continues to lie and cover up and spin and ridicule and debunk just because they're desperate to do that, not because it's true. And yes, as Christians, that's of course my main concern or my frame of reference. I think we would be very well served, as I've been saying since the summer, to not jump to conclusions, to not assume pretty much anything. And something big is going on, more than big. This would be bigger than any war or any shaking of the nations. This would shake everything. Really, right? So get ready. And any questions that you got, now is the time. I've gone on enough about this. Yeah, brother McCool says a huge admission. It is. You rule. A mine of gold. A gold mine. Prayers for our pal from UFO Network and his kidney stone. Yeah. Yes, for sure. For those of you who engage in prayer ask for people's healings and expedited resolution, to use military terms, of this incursion. Please do pray for our friend who's experiencing kidney stone right now, who is doing a lot of work establishing what I think is really cool, a grassroots UFO discussion network, with lots of education and ways for people to get up to speed, regardless of your faith and whatnot. But anyway, I think he's doing great. And so I echo that prayer in Jesus' name for breakup and passage of that stone right now. Because that is not fun. Thank God I haven't had to deal with that yet. Maybe never. Keep my salt intake down or whatever, but not fun. Okay. All right, guys. If you don't have anything, that's it. That's the update. That's the info. It's a tremendous, huge story. I'm not a mainstream media consumer right now, so I don't know what's on really the CNNs and the New York Timeses and Fox News channels of the world, but why isn't that on there? Think about that. I mean, everyone's, especially the conservative media, right? We're always pro national security. And that's why a lot of this junk stays hidden forever, because they know they can get us to shut up when they say that. It's national security. Stop asking. Yes, sir. You must have good reasons. But they're not asking. They're not putting it out there. They're not telling you about this. Not that I saw. Somebody correct me. But anyway, guys, it's real. It's there. And here we go. That's my gut feeling on that. And so let's continue to engage. Again, as believers, I think we still need to have a lot of discussion about this. Yes, of course, we need to be scriptural and prayerful, but also not dumb and not dismissive. And not think you know what's going on, because you don't. Sorry, you don't. Who does? Even these guys who are fighting these things and running into them in the air and underwater to have no idea. Even Christians in the Pentagon. Some of them apparently are saying it's demonic, therefore don't talk about it. What does that mean? Forget that. Who's supposed to be scared of demons? Not me. Hey, bond servant, thought you were out there somewhere. Just saw this trying to sneak one past me. I can't. We can't. Even if I wanted to, we couldn't sneak it past you. But yeah, I'll give you a minute. If you got anything to contribute, go ahead and put that in there. Again, guys, we would really, really would appreciate a like and a love right now. Just hit the like button and the share button, please. Get it to your peeps, okay? Show your folks, even your church folks. Yeah, they might, I don't know what they're going to do, but I hope to change that. Because what is the, I wanted to get the quote here before I went on, but I didn't. The Michael Heiser, I know you guys are fans, some of you who are watching now. Obviously, a brother passed away several months ago now. What did Heiser say? Something like, when you see something weird in the Bible, that means it's important. Right? We're not supposed to gloss over it. You're supposed to stick there and realize that it is important. Not dismiss it. Like, for example, Ezekiel chapter 1. Everyone loves to cite Ezekiel as a... I don't know. They get a little... off the farm. They want to say it's just a UFO and not God or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, we're studying it now. If you go to End Time Church on Monday night, endtime.church, or our app or our YouTube channel, whatever. I started going through it last Monday, and then this Monday will be hopefully the rest of chapter 1 of Ezekiel. Deep dive, real... Bible study, right? Not just preaching at you,
but getting into it.
There's Bond Servant. Yeah, if it's weird or odd, it's important. Yep. I think you probably said that last night. That's probably why it's on my mind. I just read a Fox article this morning about the British have a UFO craft. Did you see this? I saw, maybe you can link to it. Maybe I didn't, but I did see, about that they're engaging in this, obviously. And again, this would just be a very, very late admission. Because we know that they have, the British have, the Australian. I mean, we're coordinating or supposed to coordinate on this stuff, believe it or not. The British, the Canadians, the Americans, the Australians, and New Zealand, about all of it, allegedly. So they would know. And we also know that Russia and China have their own programs. They have the rules of engagement for their militaries because there have been incursions into Russian nuclear sites and weapons and dogfights. I think it has to do with the 1980s event. Oh, okay. The Rendlesham or Rendlesham airbase thing? I don't know. I know that was in the UK and that was in the 80s. 1980, actually, I believe. But yeah, send it along. No problem. And that's one of the reasons why I like to make connections in these areas. I had a chance to meet Nick Pope 2 weeks ago or so. 3 weeks. Nick Pope was the lead investigator in the government of the United Kingdom, England, right, the UK. He was ran the UFO desk for them. And now he's out in public being very forthright and very helpful. Even though he even said when I met him that day that talking about NDAs, non-disclosure agreements, and people making, you know, signing things to never talk about in government. He even said there's NDAs that he has signed. So there's things that he will not reveal till he's dead, like for life. In this issue, as far as I could tell. So I kind of wish that wasn't the case. I mean, you got to give people credit for thinking it's the moral thing to do, but if you really think it's moral to keep secrets that may be helpful to people today or to save lives, or that would, you know, do something else positive, I don't know, man. Found it, Bond Servant says. Okay, let's take a look. And sorry for the audio version of this podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and whatever is not going to be very good, probably, because you can't see this document. But anyway, I'll try to link to it, and you can, again, it's readily available. You can type in Joint Chiefs May 2023 UAP memo, something like that. By the way, hello to Instagram folks who may be watching as well. I see a couple have joined over the past few minutes. That's an underutilized live streaming option. But anyway, continue to, you know, encourage you in every way to watch and share and support what we're doing. Again, wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. Sure, use your help. If you want more podcasts like this, help us pay for them. That's the truth. Yeah, it is tough. Rex says, once you've signed an NDA, you've given your word. Yeah. Yeah. So either don't sign it, or I don't know. I'm just putting my, I think we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Yeah, it was last time we were on, about the national security apparatus here and about how it's just blatantly immoral. And you know, if you know that, how could you sign anything? I don't understand that. Are you convincing yourself, or you're allowing yourself to be convinced that it's not immoral, that somehow the national security blankets over everything else? Maybe it's not the case, right? Rex says, if you don't sign, would you disappear? Well, you wouldn't be given, you might be fired or told you can't be on this project then. I think the legal jeopardy would be, the disappearance would be if you did agree not to say and then you did anyways, or if you leaked it. But guess what, guys? Apparently that's the only way it's going to happen. And there has been, and there is definitely right now, and for a couple of years at least, but even going back decades, there have been peaks and valleys of people in the government who have agreed to keep these secrets, to reveal them, to do what you would call disclosure. Somehow there's momentum, you know, for there. People in the government who are sick and tired of keeping the secret. And because they know it's for no good reason, or they believe it's for no good reason at all. And much of it, or all of it, should come out to the public. And we're just playing cover your butt, you know, and it shouldn't continue. So there are factions. That's why I call it a civil war within the government itself and the military, because there are those who are absolutely committed to keeping the secret till as long as possible, like, will hurt others to keep it until they die, and then pass it on to the next generation, which is what has happened, versus this other side of this faction that wants to release this, and there's a battle. And, you know, they're trying to do it the right way. Always been trying to be moral and legal and, you know, play by the rules type of stuff. And then at some point, if you're not getting anywhere and you know you're being, you know, bad stuff is happening to you and will happen, then you gotta do what you gotta do, right? Like, maybe get someone access to this video right here and make sure that it gets out there. That's how this has come out. Again, thank God, whoever did initially, you know, leak out the Go Fast gimbal video and the Tic Tac, the whole New York Times expose in 2017, if that didn't happen, we would not be here. We would not be reading from the Joint Chiefs a memo to the armed forces of the United States about UAPs and about engaging them and crash materials and et cetera. It's only because somebody broke their word, basically, or did the right thing, even though they agreed to keep it a secret, to at least to leak something. I don't know. But that's where we're at. Here's the link I just received. Former paratrooper is making an incredible claim about a crashed UFO being recovered. Oh, so oil rig workers. Oh, that's a different thing. A whistleblower, David Grush, there's some kind of UFO recovery program. Well, there definitely is now. Michael Schellenberger also claimed the government is hiding as many as a dozen downed crafts. Yes, he did. And I don't know if we talked about that on a podcast, but I did disseminate that a couple of months ago. Now a claim going viral that British recovered a craft more than 30 years ago. Okay. I didn't see this. Frank Milburn, a former member of the British Army's Parachute Regiment, told the Daily Mail that a former member of MI6 unit known as E Squadron, identified as John, confessed to him that the unit recovered a crashed UFO. E-Squadron recruits the top guys out of the SAS, SBS, SRR, and similar to the CIA and the Delta Force, according to the same report. And here it is. They, John, and team, the guy who told him, have been told by the Royal Air Force that a craft which was not Russian, British, or American had been downed. He said they were tasked to secure and retrieve the craft north of England. They were flown in by helicopter. They established a cordon, a perimeter. They approached the craft. He didn't describe the craft, just said it was obvious it was not human. And it was obvious that there were occupants who had fled the scene on foot, or whatever you call it. Milburn further told the outlet, he said then it became a task of tracking down these beings to try to bring them into custody. Part of the unit was left protecting the craft. They would have left maybe 6 to 8 blokes to cordon the craft, and the others would just have been on foot, quad bikes, 4x4s, trying to track down these entities that escaped with helicopter support. And he said that it was only that he said after that it was totally passed over. He said scientists and technicians came in. That means studied head to foot, came in, and it was completely out of our hands. We were flown away by helicopter. We knew nothing more after that. Milburn now claims he's going public, or claims he's going public now to support other whistleblowers, but the English military defense says it's, quote, not aware of any salvage operations with materials of unexplained origin. Sure, buddy. Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you for that, Bond Servant. A little extra bonus material here on Unsealed today. Yeah, it's bizarre, but I mean, it's really not, right? It makes total sense based on what we just read. Why wouldn't they be doing it? And why hasn't it been going on for a long time? Because we know, I mean, it's, unless you believe the official line, the evidence is there that we've been doing this for 80 years. And the craft back then were just as advanced as they are now, that we were getting and that we were seeing. And the only thing that's changed is our technology. It's gotten better to detect them and to engage them kinetically, perhaps. Obviously, our weaponry that we created for to destroy other humans has gotten far more advanced as well. Maybe that's part of the issue. I don't know. But, the point is what we're seeing, what the U.S. military is putting out in that memo from the Joint Chiefs in last year, in other words, its current policy and law, the things that they're describing are not new things. We've been seeing those same things for 80 years or more. I mean, I want to dig into it more, but there's a incident from the Civil War era, 1860s, there was a big flap of many, many sightings of the same types of things that we're seeing now. So, okay, not our stuff, not our stuff. I think that's the biggest takeaway of actual UAPs, actual unidentified stuff that makes incursions and flies around in the oceans and the air and in space and all that stuff, not ours. Not ours. Bond Service is bizarre. The fact that it's reported that occupants ran off. Now, I have never heard of that kind of stuff. Well, it's out there. I mean, it's available. Those kinds of incidents have been reported. Yes. And that's, again, this is part of Rush's testimony last year was, yes, there are non-human bodies that we have. Make of that what you will. I'm convinced these orbs being seen that go through things is supernatural unless you see evidence of a portal. I hear what you're saying. Define supernatural. There's, we haven't really broke it down, but yeah, there are Those are UAP also. They're balls. They're little orbs. And sometimes they're really small. Like this big. Like a fruit size, you know. Sometimes they're larger. But they do all kinds of crazy stuff. And apparently can pass through physical objects themselves, even though they appear to be physical objects. So I don't know what's up with that, but again, another day we'll save it for that discussion, I guess. They might be different than what we're traditionally thinking of as flying objects and UAPs being shot at and stuff like that. But sometimes they're maybe they're the same from the same intelligences, and maybe they're not. All right. Let's end it here, guys. We've been on for an hour. Love y'all. Seriously. Please support what we're doing. This is not a grift. This is cost money. It's a ministry. It's not a, it's a service. Yes. We want to, expand and do other things and, make it a safe space for especially believers to get together and talk about this and share and learn and, expand, you know, all this stuff. So please support us. Wingsoftheeagle.com/donate. Appreciate that. And till next time, Christopher Manti. And yes, I am a pastor. Don't look so surprised. We're coming back on Monday, maybe tomorrow for Q&A. That's the plan. Q&A time tomorrow for whatever topic you want. Just check out the End Time Church channels. Also right here on Wings of the Eagle. And then Monday back for the book of Ezekiel. Amen. All right, my friends. Love you. Till next time. Bye-bye.